Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You are another reason Memphis sports journalism sucks.
Okay, so I will have your back on this one. I mean, I don't think you tuned in today to hear about sports, big dog.
What the hell? We did a Mount Rushmore yesterday, Trey.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to be rolling out Mount Rushmores every other day.
Look, I mean, we're doing the best we can, but you ain't tuning in for sports.
You ain't tuning in for sports. Ratings never been higher for news these days, Trey. Anyway,
I mean, we're going to have to rebrand. We're going to have to rebrand our station.
We are Memphis' station, the people's station, John. That's what we are. We're everything
people
to everybody.
Station, I like it.
Yep, the people's station.
Now we're talking.
Yep. I'll be listening to the people's station when you and Jason are on at 11 o'clock. Thanks very much.
Hi, man.
We are going to come back and talk to Chris Harrington next. This is Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we are continuing with the Paul Bettinelli suits with 9 fabrics to choose from, regularly $5.95, and they are 2 for just $7.95. An unbeatable savings with super 130s, wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, natural stretch, trim, and classic fit. We now have full custom suits and sport coats from Paul Bettinelli. We take 13 measurements to make the perfect fit. You have button options, lapel options, as well as pocket treatments. And in 3 to 4 weeks, your perfectly fit garment is here starting at $6.95. It's amazing. You rank in the top 10 toughest fits in America, and the suits we made for you fit like a glove.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
CVS Pharmacy delivers. And right now, to meet the needs of the current health situation, we're offering 1 to 2 day delivery for free. Get prescriptions and other everyday essentials like vitamins, allergy relief, snacks, and more from your local CVS. We understand your concern. And this is just one of the ways we can help you to be prepared and stay well. Visit CVS.com or call your local CVS pharmacy to get started. Restrictions apply. Offer valid on orders with a prescription.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats at Nothing Bundt Cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
I'm looking right now at the takeout menu at Bounty on Broad. There's the fried Gulf oysters I love so much, one of my favorite dishes in the entire city. There's the jumbo pan-seared scallops, just impossibly good. There's the pan-roasted quail. There's the braised pork shank. There's the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs. There's, oh my heavens, thank goodness for this. There's the crisp Brussels that everyone loves. That's just a few of the items on the takeout menu. Check it out for yourself at bountyonbroad.com. And don't forget the key lime pie for dessert, which is simply the best key lime pie I've ever had. Listen, this is a really hard time for everyone, including your favorite restaurants. Bounty on Broad has been a fixture in the city from the moment it opened, serving delicious meals and supporting Memphians who need support. And the good news is, in this time of crisis, Bounty is still there, serving delicious meals for a curbside pickup or delivery. So check out the online menu at Bounty on Broad. Wash your hands, be kind to one another, and we'll hope to see you back in the restaurant before too long.
Ever wonder how spending your dollars locally impacts our community? According to a recent study, for every $100 spent, $68 stays in the community, providing jobs and nurturing our community. Memphians supporting Memphis. Brought to you by 92.9 ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app. Live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris, what's this we're listening to?
That is Sea of Love by Phil Phillips and the Twilighters. Great New Orleans R&B single from 1959. Phil Phillips died a couple weeks ago at his home in Louisiana at age 94. I didn't find out about that until I saw it last night. There was no cause of death listed, so there's no particular reason to believe it was COVID-related. But he did pass, and I think that's a great single, so I wanted to pay my respect.
Do you have a math problem today?
Oh, I do. Where did I set it? Where did I put it? Where did I put the math question? I had picked it out, and then I don't know. I'm walking around the house now looking for it.
This is fantastic. No?
I literally just had it in my hand.
This is all of our lives right now, Chris.
It really is.
If we have to skip the math problem, we can forge ahead without.
I still get the win. It's a forfeit.
Oh.
Yeah, you ask about something else, and if I find out, I'll walk around,
fine.
I'll let you know.
Before I get to, you have a Grizzlies piece up. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment.
Oh, I found the math.
Okay, good. Here we go. Here's the math problem for
this was
Jeff.
A little more complicated than yesterday.
Good. He needs more of a test. We're getting him. All right, so Chris is teaching math to his son, Ben. And so as part of all, for all y'all out there, we want to sharpen up your math skills during this time, and we do it by testing Jeffrey. All right, Chris, go ahead.
My son is in the room with me. He didn't know I was doing these math things on the radio. He looks very confused right now. Okay, here we go. Uh-huh. Mrs. Martin wants to place a ribbon around the outer edge of a rectangular mirror.
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh.
The area of the mirror, get your pencils out, the area of the mirror is 324 square inches.
Uh-huh.
The width of the mirror is 12 inches. How many inches of ribbon does Mrs. Martin need?
The area is 320 inches. The width
324.
Is 24 inches. The width is 12 inches. She wants to put a ribbon around this entire mirror. What kind of math would we call this?
It's complex math.
I consider it sort of basic algebra. And
is it
and
geometry or algebra?
A little bit of basic algebra.
It's geometry or algebra. Okay, yeah, this I cannot do this. I got no chance of guessing this. None. Zero. So Jeffrey is working on it to see, and here he is.
Is the final question, what is the amount of ribbon she needs?
Yes.
How many inches of ribbon? Yes.
Yes.
The final question is, how many inches of ribbon? Jeffrey is working assiduously. Do you want us to get back to you, Jeffrey, or do you want to submit the answer?
78.
78 is correct.
Okay, how do you do that?
So you would start with 320. Okay, sorry.
Go ahead. Chris, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, you're the teacher.
Yeah. So it's 324 square inches. So area is length times width, basically, if you're dealing with a rectangle. You know the width is 12. So 324 divided by 12 is 27. That gives you the length. Now you solve for perimeter, which is 2 times length plus 2 times width. So 2 times 27 is 54. 2 times 12 is 24. And that's 78.
I would have had no chance. I still don't understand what you just said. Absolutely. None. Zero. Done. Jeffrey, did you do it that way?
Of course.
Same way.
How did you get into Harvard? Math is part of the entrance, everything.
I did not get in as a math student. And at the time, I could do a little math. I didn't do that well on my math SATs, I'll tell you that. You know.
Shock.
So, I was a tuba-playing sheep farmer. That's how I got in.
That should be your autobiography, Donald.
Yes, I was a tuba-playing sheep farmer. Okay, Chris, we had John McCullers.
Hard to fill that quota, I guess.
We had John McCullers on. He is the pediatrician in chief at Le Bonheur. He is an assistant dean at UT Medical Center, and he is an infectious disease specialist who's consulted with the World Health Organization and with the CDC, and was involved in the stockpiles once upon a time and all of that. And he painted a pretty, not unlike the picture that you painted, and I don't know if he's one of the people you talked to over the weekend, but he painted a pretty, not a grim picture, but a picture that suggested, we're not going to have sports. That was not the essence of it, but just in terms of schools, even schools. If schools reopen in the fall, we're going to have social distancing. We're going to have the schools can't be like the way they are. We're going to have testing. We're going to have all kinds of things will be shut down and start. It'll be fits and starts, and it's not going to be school as we know it. And it's not even so much the kids he was worried about. It was the parents that he's bringing it home to, or the grand. I mean, obviously some kids have done poorly with it, but not that many proportionally speaking, but they're going to go home to their parents and grandparents and whatever else. And he said he thinks basically we are going to be living with this for the next 2 years and maybe beyond. We don't have a SARS vaccine. We don't have the one that every 2-year-old gets in the RSV. We don't have an RSV vaccine. Every kid gets in Memphis every winter, whatever.
Right.
That he just painted a really kind of startling picture. Thoughts?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. My dog is now the problem of everyone being piled in the house. It's hard to get away from people.
I know. Hiding? Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's barking at someone walking their
their dog by.
Other dog, and now my other dog just burst downstairs. Anyway, so I try to get away from the dogs. No, that's sort of what I wrote, I guess, over the weekend. It all runs together for me now, but I use sort of the Memphis and May as an example. But it wasn't totally just about that. It was about the idea of, as much as we're focused on getting through the day to day, as we sort of have to be. This is something we're going to have to navigate for, at least a year at minimum, if not two, right? And that will mean all kinds of different things in all kinds of different ways. And we just sort of have to – it does matter that we go as hard as we can right now to try to mitigate the worst of it in the short term. But we are going to have to be adjusting to this for, certainly for more than a year in all kinds of different ways. We sort of have to be prepared for that.
And then in terms of, let's take the NBA first. He said this idea of playing in a bubble, he said when he thinks about it, it's – and I think Mark Cuban backed away from it. He said it's just sort of like they all have personal chefs and they all have masseuses and they all have girlfriends and they all have – or what wives. Right. Or they all have – and it's really hard to imagine. Maybe you can imagine some – but it's a lot of sacrifice to do it, and it's just not at all their routine.
Oh, no. My assumption is if you tried to do that, A, this would be for a very narrow. This is like to do an abbreviated playoffs for this season, right?
Right.
So it's for a very narrow. So you're dealing with a narrow group of teams for a narrow group of games. And my assumption is you would have to pare down as much as possible. Not only are you getting rid of all of that stuff, like the guys who aren't playing, like you're not bringing your fifth. There's nobody on the bench in street clothes. Like those guys stay home. I would think you would leave some assistant coaches back. You would. I mean, you would pare it down as much as possible if you tried to do it at all.
And wouldn't you, in the end, pare down the teams? Don't you think?
Like, just say,
yeah, we're not going to have a complete playoffs. We're going to have four in each conference.
Do the top four in each conference and have like eight teams instead of 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
And then in terms of football, what he actually said is that I anticipated a world where you would have vigorous testing. He said what you would have to do is stop testing. Like, you just have to stop testing because they're going to get it. And if you're going to stop as soon as someone gets it, that would be the end of it.
Just put your head in the sand and hope that no one shows symptoms until you get to the end of it?
Yeah, that literally said the only way it would work is if you stop testing.
You can't test positive, you don't get tested at all.
Right.
Facts. That's science.
This is the approach that the whole country used for a couple months. So, listen, why can't we use it for the NBA? And then in terms
personal update, I'm currently hiding in my laundry room.
Just outstanding.
And then in terms of the NFL, he just didn't. He said he actually. There was a part of him, like, he really does believe that there is a. And of course, there is a trade off, right? There is a trade off. How much do you stop life? How much do you go through with life, right? So
right.
He sort of says he wouldn't hate it if the NFL played without fans, right? He would not hate that. But you have to acknowledge, here's what's going to happen. It's still going to be about in our society then. And so just like Joel Embiid's mother was in a coma, I don't know what's happened with her. It wasn't Joel Embiid, but you can't put the NFL players in a bubble.
Carl Anthony Thomas.
It was Cole, yeah,
Carl
that's right.
Towns, right.
Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns. I don't know if he mentioned to me off the air Joel Embiid. I don't know if there's something on Joel Embiid too. Carl Anthony Towns. Okay. Yes, exactly right. Carl Anthony Towns. So if Carl Anthony Towns' mother has it, so you imagine a guard for the Oakland Raiders, the guard has sniffles or a achy body for a week, but his mother is in a coma. And he said, is America going to put up with that? Like, is that something we're going to put up with? That very clearly happened because of because we played football. And are we going to live with it? He actually is not arguing that we shouldn't in terms of that level of, you know, he thinks some of this is herd immunity will play a role in this and everybody
right.
getting it and everything else. But he doesn't.
And I don't know if he brought this up. There's all this question about what kind of treatments, and treatments are not vaccines, but what kind of treatments are going to come online, you know, by
right.
the fall that might help mitigate some of it too.
Yeah, but he said basically he thought no sports for 6 to 9 months and then some kind of a hybrid for sports, but he doesn't think sports as we know it for 2 years.
To me, there's just all kinds of, now I'm going away from the dogs again, there's just all kinds of levels of, like, our life, like movie theaters, right? Like, at one point, we were able to sit down in a movie theater. Concerts, Broadway-style shows, like shows at the Orpheum, like Hamilton's supposed to come in the fall, right? And so that's why I just think, you know, you have to prioritize, and
right.
you have to, like, treat different things differently. And so, like, you know, getting people back to work, getting the restaurants open in some better way, getting, and not burying the lead, but getting kids back in school in the fall, to me,
right.
those are sort of the priorities. Then after that, you're dealing with it at the same time. You're dealing with it in different ways. I mean, you're dealing with sports and movies and all that kind of stuff. And that's why when I wrote that column, to me, the issues are so profound and are going to be so long-lasting. The idea of the big public festival, for me personally, I would just cross it off the list and say, we don't have time for that right now.
Right.
But that can go for the next year.
Do you have any other pandemic thoughts before we talk to your Grizzlies? Turn to your Grizzlies piece.
No, I'm trying to, you know, I wrote a couple of non-related things yesterday, I published yesterday, and I'm trying to finally write something about the homeschooling experience today. Hopefully I'll get up later today, but I'm still working my way through that.
Okay. So you did a piece. I've tweeted it out. It is about what we've learned as the Grizzlies have wrapped up what we've actually learned about them really for the season, even if they play again in a bubble. What did we learn about Jaren Jackson Jr.?
I think Jaren Jackson Jr. is the most important and most fascinating player on the team, which is not to say that he's the best. I think John Morant is the best, but I think we have a much higher degree of sort of certainty about what John Morant is and where he's headed than we do Jaren Jackson. And I think for that reason, Jaren Jackson is sort of the tipping point player as you project the Grizzlies forward. It's going to be a little bit of how good is he going to be may determine in part how good the Grizzlies are going to be, because I think it's highly unlikely they acquire a better player than him over the next couple of years. So he's going to be the number two guy on this team, and how good is he going to be? What I wrote is that back in the preseason, I sort of toggled back and forth between thinking, okay, he's going to have a big breakout season, and thinking, he's going to have sort of a consolidation season that where he takes more of a lateral step and the bigger step comes later. And I think in retrospect, it was some of both, depending on different areas of his game. To me, the three-point shooting was an enormous advance that is hugely important for what he's going to be. I think his defense, the numbers on the season don't look great because he was so bad early, but his defense really evolved over the course of the season. He ended up a top 10 shot blocker in the NBA. And that combination of three-point shooting and shot blocking at his age is actually unprecedented, really. Like, there's really no one else like that. Partly that's because of how the game has evolved. But at the same time, the rebounding was really bad. It stayed bad. Some of his offense inside the arc didn't really take a big step forward. And so it was a little bit of a mixed bag. I think you put it all together, and if you look at comps, I think we've seen enough to, like, set aside the highest of highest comps, the Kevin Garnett comps, the Anthony Davis comps, that kind of stuff. But his season relative to his age and experience compares very well to Rasheed Wallace, to Chris Bosh, to Kristaps Porzingis, to those kind of players. And those are, you know, in Bosh and Wallace's cases, are multi-time All-Stars who were, you know, top two or three players on title teams. I think Porzingis was headed that way before the injuries hit. So that's kind of the mix of players he looks most similar to right now.
How did he end up playing with Ja?
Oh, it got better. I didn't get into the weeds on that and what I wrote, but that got better over the course of the season. It was the stuff with him and Ja and the stuff with him and Jonas was pretty bad in October, November, and it got much better over the course of the season. It still has a ways to go for that to be, you know, that two-man game to be sort of bread and butter of the team. But I'm not concerned about that. I think it's headed that way.
All right. What did we learn about Jonas Valanciunas?
Nothing. He's really good. He has some limitations, but he's really good. I mean, he's 28, right? Or he's about to be 28. Like, he is a known quantity, and he was everything he has been. Just a guy who wrecks stuff as a rebounder and as a scorer in the paint. Is okay defensively at the rim, can't really guard in space that well. You put it all together, and he's a really good guy to have. And so I don't think we really learned anything other than what we were reminded of what he is, which is really good.
What did we learn about Brandon Clark?
Clark is interesting, too, because I think the open question with him is how much better is he really going to get? He's already 23. He does have some physical limitations that I actually do think matter in the NBA at his size. But he was arguably the third best player in his draft class as a rookie. He is already, right now, an elite, like, you know, role player energy guy off the bench. And so even if he is only that for the next, you know, 5 or 6 years, even if that is the ceiling and the peak years, you know, are already here and don't, you know, last as long because of his age, he's still an enormous bargain. Like, him on that rookie contract is going to be a huge bargain for the Grizzlies for the next 3 years. I think the question with him is the ceiling higher than that, right? Like, you got, before his rookie season, you got some of those Sean Marion, Draymond Green comps. I'm wary that he is going to advance to that level. I think given his age, I don't really see it. But to me, it's still, you get that guy at 21 in the draft, it's going to be one of the best, you know, off the bench bigs in the league for the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's all worth celebrating. You know,
is he going to be on the All Rookie team, first team?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
So he should. I won't say definitely. He should be. He deserves to be. But when you get into roles that the guys play and scoring averages, and I guess I could see, you know, PJ Washington or one of those kind of players bumping him off. He'll definitely be on the all rookie team. He won't necessarily definitely be on the first team, but he should be.
Gorgui Deng.
We didn't really see enough. I think what we saw confirmed that he's a good fit in the way Taylor Jenkins wants to play. as a big who can protect the sort of the poor man's Jaren Jackson, as a big who can both protect the rim and stretch the floor. And I think what was most intriguing with Dean, and we only saw it for three games because of Brandon Clark's injury, is that he and Brandon Clark really fit like a glove together. And so I think going into next season, assuming they're both back, and I think they will be, assuming there is a next season, I think that those guys as a pairing will be really effective together off the bench.
And he has one more year, right?
Yes, he's on an expiring contract next season, a big expiring contract for $17 million. So depending on what happens, like if an opportunity arises to make a big trade, he is the obvious candidate to be in the trade for salary reasons. And so that could, you know, so that puts him sort of, he is by dint of his contract on the trade market. But, you know, that takes the right opportunity to arise.
And then the last player you discuss is Yuta Watanabe.
Yeah, he's really more of a wing. I put him in the bigs just to balance it out because there were so many wings. I really like Yuta. Everybody likes Yuta. I think he can defend at the NBA level, but he's going to be 26 when next season starts. And he has just not shown enough offensive ability to think he's an NBA player. And so I think what's best for him is probably to go play overseas if there's somewhere overseas to play.
Right. Chris, thank you very much. I've tweeted the story out. People can read it, and we will talk to you again tomorrow with more math. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Chris is brought to you by Thomas White and Gill. In case you have family law needs, if you want to avert the family law needs, I would suggest Robert Irwin would be where I go. This is a difficult time for couples. I think we can acknowledge that. I think we are learning. Couples are learning things about their spouse that they didn't necessarily know. And I think there is stress and there's teamwork required and there is all of that. And in the end, I think it's good to show appreciation. And Robert Irwin Jewelers is the way to do it. Howie, of course, as I've said, has been great throughout this entire thing, supporting Memphis small businesses as a small business himself. Listen, his Robert and Irwin moved down here from New York and saw opportunity in Memphis, and they have embraced Memphis ever since. And so it doesn't surprise me what Howie's been doing, but it also now the doors are closed, but you can go online to rijewelers.com. You can go to their Facebook page. You can chat with them. You can place orders online. They're going to be curbside pickup. And they do auctions on Facebook where you can go and they'll have an item that's being auctioned and you can bid on it. But in addition to all that, and this is the one that appealed to me the most because the numbers are so dramatic, you can get a $1,000 gift card for $700. You can get a $100 gift card for $70. So you know you're going to emerge from this at some point. You know there are going to be birthdays coming up. You know there's going to be holidays coming up. You know there's going to be anniversaries coming up. You know, and you might as well take advantage of the opportunity to get the beautiful jewelry that they have at Robert Irwin Jewelers for a remarkable price, remarkable deal. It is rijewelers.com, or check out their Facebook page as well. All right, when we come back, we have actual more sports. We have more sports. There were sports there. I heard it. Didn't you, Jeffrey? That was Grizzly sports. And we got more sports. Listen to that. It's been a long time. Drew Hill's going to join us. Penny talked yesterday. We'll talk about that next. Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Anna McCleskey is a friend of mine who is a registered nurse.
And that I can understand that it's frustrating that you're being isolated and you're being kept at home and you're being told not to see your friends or go out to eat or, you know, go out on a Saturday night. If it's to the point that someone says, hey, you staying at home could save someone's life, seems like a no-brainer to me. And that really is to the extent as to where we're at right now.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-501-7110. That's 800-501-7110. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-501-7110. That's 800-501-7110.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Never been more important to have your computer working than it is right now. Because you're on it all day long. You're streaming. You're working. You're Zooming. I've had a, I've had a church sessions meeting by Zoom. I've Zoomed with my parents, with my mom. I don't have parents. That's sad. I don't have parents anymore. I got a parent.
You've got a parent.
I do have a parent. I've Zoomed with my mom and siblings. I've done work, Zooms and FaceTimes. And the whole world is doing it. And so you might as well have a computer that is as fast as you need, that has all the features that you need, and that gets me to Cooper Systems. Cooper Systems is the place to go for all of your computer needs, whether you need your computer repaired, or whether you need a new one, or whether you need a refurbished one, whether you're going to start to become a gamer here during this period, a new gaming system. They can do that for you at Cooper Systems. A new printer. Maybe you need that at Cooper Systems. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. Give them a call. Just give them a call. See what the situation is. You got time. You got plenty of time now on your hands. And it's in the Mount Moriah Office Park. But if you give them a call, 360-9679, Lee and Lauren Cooper, they will help you with whatever you need. All right. We are joined now by Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. Drew Hill wrote about Penny Hardaway's press event yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment, Drew.
Virtual Q&A.
How are you, Drew?
I'm good. I am staying at home, which is the smart thing to do, and I hope everybody else is doing that as well.
And do you miss sports?
So badly. So badly.
What do you miss in particular?
I watched the entire... Uh-huh. My dad and I, we went back and we watched... There's a video that's like an hour and change long of the entire Chicago Cubs rebuild from like when they were horrible and after they lost in the playoffs in 2008 all the way up until they won the World Series with every single acquisition, everything. And we just were kind of sad thinking about how there will probably be no baseball this year. And then I wrote a story about two brothers yesterday and a World Series bet that they have. And yeah, I think baseball kind of is now, it's setting in.
It is sad. I'm going to get to those pieces in just a moment. Is that what you think, by the way, no baseball? You think there will be no baseball?
No, I think no season. Look at some of the pitchers that are having Tommy John and, are prepared to sit out the season. I think that they think there will be no season. So, I don't think we're going to have a season this year.
Do you think we're going to have a football season?
Right now, no, I don't. Unfortunately.
College or pro?
College or pro.
Why not?
I just think that, well, first of all, see, now you bring the guy on this morning, and it makes me even less optimistic than I was before. But I just think that it only takes one person testing positive or testing people every single day to find out whether or not they're positive or not and they have the virus to know if playing even without fans is even a possibility, because all it takes is one, right? So one guy gets sick, goes home, gives it to his family, and like you said, you know, I don't think that the media or anybody else is going to put up with, you know, people going home, getting their family members sick, and then you end up like Carl Anthony Towns' mom, and she's in a coma.
Right. No, it's okay. You did write. I'm going to get to the penny stuff in just a moment. You've had a gamer story. You have a gamer story about the Grizzlies gamers.
It's not up yet.
It's not. Oh, it's not up yet.
Not up yet.
Okay.
It'll be up soon. It's yeah.
Just why the hell is the Grizzlies gamer season canceled? By the way, that makes no sense to me.
Because they play in this stadium in arena in New York, and they fly up there for every single game, or for for every game that they play
virtually
against these other teams. Yes and no. It's just, it's not the same, I guess, when they're all not playing in the same spot. And two, I had someone explain this to me. Apparently, there's some sort of minor delay, I guess, when everybody plays it from their own home, and that impacts, you know, the fairness, the integrity, I guess, of the game, because it becomes more challenging.
All right, the piece that you do have up at the Daily Memphian is about two brothers. Tell us about them.
Two brothers, both Memphians, both big Memphis fans and University of Memphis grads, but they're also huge baseball fans, and they made a bet against each other that the first brother, and at the time of this bet, it was about 6 years ago, they decided, because they had very advantageous work schedules that were sending them all over the country, that the brother to first make it to all 30 MLB ballparks. And there are lots of rules also included, and this thing has sort of developed and become more and more serious as the years have gone along. But the first brother that makes it to all 30 has to buy the other brother a pair of World Series tickets for the two of them to go. And so this year, entering this year, the older brother, his name's David Driscoll, had just three ballparks left to go to. And he had planned to go to all three of them by the end of April. And he felt like everything was already lined up for this to happen because he was going to win the bet. And the other brother had five left, and he had already planned to knock out three of them in early April, and so he would have only had two left to go to. And so while this was supposed to finally come to an end this year, and there are, you know, fun anecdotes in there about, you know, his brother, one of the brothers living in Chicago and the other brother going to a game an hour away in Milwaukee and not telling him on purpose, and like upsetting him because of that, and, you know, other things, other little stories in there like that. That have made this thing more fun and built it up more and more. But no, it's just a really fun story about connecting two brothers. And they said that, you know, they weren't always best of friends, but this is the way that they've sort of in their adult life come to be best friends, is through this bet. And it's a lesson about how, you know, while the bet is fun and it's great, but it's more about sharing something together and having sports bring people together. And I think that's what we miss right now the most when we don't have them.
Did you watch the HBO special last night on the college basketball corruption?
I have it recorded. I have not watched it yet, but I am going to write a Memphis basketball story today. And then I'm going to sit down and watch
that. Jeffrey watched it, and I saw lots of tweets about it last night, basically saying it was pretty anticlimactic. Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Jeffrey, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I would say that that's in general. The whole time I kept waiting for it to get interesting. It was presented very poorly, in my opinion. It's incredibly one-sided. I understand the FBI, and the FBI didn't want to take part. Obviously, the coaches weren't going to take part. But essentially, it was the story according to Christian Dawkins. And to me, the two characters that come off looking the worst were the FBI investigators, the undercover cops, and then Christian Dawkins. And my opinion is that if you were hoping that this documentary would lead to some type of, NCAA sanctions against Will Wade or Sean Miller, I would be incredibly surprised to find
that. The way this relates to the University of Memphis is as follows. People at the University of Memphis say, I cannot believe Memphis is going to get smashed, and you've got rampant corruption at LSU and Kansas. And that is true. That is absolutely true. I believe it is 100% true. There is rampant corruption in the world of college basketball. There's rampant corruption in LSU. There's rampant corruption at Kansas that is more extreme than what was proven. I'm not saying than what was happening at Memphis, but then what was proven in the James Wiseman case, right? I believe that to be 100% to be true. And so Memphis fans get outraged and say, how can this be happening when this is happening? And I hate to say this, but the answer to that is simple. Like, I've been very clear. I think Memphis got slammed in a way they shouldn't have been slammed. I think it's a special case, et cetera, et cetera. But the difference is this. There's no issue of proof in the Memphis case. They admitted it. They said they did that. And so the Keystone Cops, that is the NCAA, say, I don't have to prove anything. Here it is right here. We got the check. We know what happened. It's how much was it? 11,500. What was the amount again? Whatever. There's nothing.
11,500.
There's nothing in dispute. The University of Memphis, everyone agrees on the facts. And so there's just a map. And that's where the NCAA says, oh, this is great. This was handed to us on a silver platter. Bam, we'll smash them. Whereas in the LSU case or in the Kansas case, there is this issue of proof. They don't have much investigative power. And so we all know what happened. Of course we know what happened. But
For the record, Kansas has an NOA, and Kansas is facing
certain death. Yeah, I understand.
But why, Arizona and LSU.
But generally speaking, is there a difference? Yes. Yes. Arizona and LSU, why is there a difference? That's why. Isn't that why, Drew? Fundamentally?
Yeah, no. I think with Memphis, they're totally different situations because the NCAA is fighting to prove things in the cases against LSU and a lot of those other pay-for-play scandal schools, where Memphis was, I mean, let's just call it what it is. It was a blatant disregard for the rule.
It was a stupid rule.
It was a stupid rule. It was probably an unfair rule.
He didn't do it smartly. Like, he didn't have to, like, in the end, if you bury this like everybody else does, you don't have to deal with it, you know?
Right. Exactly. And so,
if he would have just put James's mother as a consultant on Team Penny, it would have been
then
legal.
He wouldn't have had to deal with it. Yes. It just wasn't a smart way of cheating. Okay. Anyway,
Jeff,
the term
is recruiting, please.
I'm recruiting. Drew, I want to move on. What did you take out of Penny's deal yesterday?
The two big things that people want to take away were, one, that he thinks that – well, one, he's confident about recruiting still, and then he also thinks that he will get – that his team will stay intact, and I've got more on that. And then he also thinks that his coaches will stay intact, which is obviously important. And I think that for a few weeks – we've been talking about how the coronavirus has sort of slowed the coaching market down a little bit, and that, it's probably more likely you can hang on to a guy like Mike Miller because of that. And that's all good news for Memphis. Now, in terms of the team staying intact, it's true, nobody's gone in the transfer portal yet. But I think if you were paying attention closely to the video yesterday, Penny did hint that, as of right now, obviously things can change.
You thought he hedged. You thought he hedged. You thought he hedged on the team staying intact.
I think he did hedge, because I do think that if you end up getting a guy like Jalen Green, it's just hard to not see at least one of the guards, maybe even two of the guards, end up transferring and going somewhere else, because you know Jalen Green is going to spend so much time on the floor. And watching Lester play last year and the jump that he's probably expected to make, he's going to spend a lot of time on the floor. And so the minutes just, you don't have, in that scenario, the minutes to go around. I think that that was a bit of a hedge, because I think that if Memphis does end up with a guy like that, I'm not saying that automatically means people will transfer, but I think that that does change the circumstances enough to where you'd be less confident.
In a way, though, that's only good news. That's only good news in the sense that if the only fallout and transfers are because you get a stud like Jalen Green and people are therefore skedaddling because they don't want to play behind Jalen Green, there's nothing bad about that. You're either going to have the roster back or you're going to have Jalen Green. In the meantime, Jalen Green has sort of is hedging and saying there's 50-50 he plays abroad. What do you think the chances are that Memphis doesn't get Greg Brown or Jalen Green?
I think that they're going to get, as of right now, I think that they're going to get Jalen Green, but I'm a little less sure about Greg Brown, but I do think that they're going to get Jalen Green. But the thing about that is that even if think about it this way, and I think maybe this is the reason why Jalen Green is saying he's 50-50. If Jalen Green, even if he signs with Memphis, that doesn't mean he's going to play a single game of college basketball. And you also got to factor in this too. If there is no college basketball season, then what's the point of being in college basketball? You might as well take a shoe deal from some Chinese company like RJ Hampton did and make money, even if they're not playing games. You know, because they want in early on you, and
we won't know if there's a college basketball season for a long time.
Right, and we won't know for a while. So, like, even if Jalen Green commits to Memphis and he signs on the dotted line and everybody thinks he's going to Memphis, if there's no college basketball season, you're never going to see Jalen Green.
Well, you wouldn't anyway.
He's going to go straight to the NBA.
You wouldn't anyway. If there's no, it doesn't matter, because Jalen Green would go straight to the NBA after a year anyway. So if there's no college basketball season, it doesn't matter if they don't get Jalen Green. The problem is that if the uncertainty about the college basketball season chases Jalen Green abroad, and then there is a college basketball season. That's the only way that
If there's no basketball season at all, or if there's only basketball abroad, like, I mean, it makes more sense to go abroad. But, even if you sign and then there's uncertainty on whether or not it's going to happen, and then somebody comes in and, you know, wants to offer a huge shoe deal for you to go play abroad, and you don't know if college basketball is going to happen or not, then it puts a lot of pressure on you, right? So I think that there's a reason why that there is uncertain. There's still there, and there will be even after he signs, because if there's no college basketball and there is basketball abroad, you know, it's hard to just you wouldn't want to just sit out a year. That wouldn't make any sense at all. So a lot of this is fluent. But I think as of right now, if Jalen Green's playing basketball, it would probably be college basketball, and it would probably be for Memphis.
He did not hedge on the assistants. He said, yes, he believes that they are all coming back. And I guess right now we think so, although you never know with Mike. And, of course, all of this is a little bit fluid. He did say he wanted to sign three players. He can sign three players because Precious is going to leave, right? Does that open up three, or does he have to?
Yeah. I mean, what's funny, too, was that they asked if Precious was officially gone. And, like, look, Precious is a super smart kid, and I think the smartest thing for him to do is to wait until the last second, because you never know what could happen. There could be some outside circumstances that would force you back to school in, like, very rare case scenarios. But so he's smart, and he'll probably wait until the last second to decide to announce that he's going pro. I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to end up eventually announcing that he's going to go pro. And you heard Penny say, like, it's the obvious choice. There's a decision that hasn't been made yet. Precious hasn't said anything yet, but it's the obvious choice for him to go pro. That would mean, yes, if they have three scholarship spots that would open up, and you've got – you don't necessarily even have to have a full roster full of players. Like, I think that there's a pretty likely scenario where Memphis could take a bit of everything this offseason. Like, you could end up with a big recruit like a Jalen Green or Greg Brown, and you could also mix in a player that might have to sit out transfer. I think that's a serious possibility. And then you might want to try and add a grad transfer big, because you are losing some bigs and you do need somebody that can play either a grad transfer or junior college. And I think there are a few options there. So I think you're going to see them have a mix of everything. And that's, I asked Penny, the question I submitted was, can you just tell me the difference between a graduate transfer, a sit out transfer, and a recruit? And he basically said, you know, recruits to have a potential sit out transfers, you kind of know what you're going to get from them. There's already a bit of familiarity there. So you're confident about what they can accomplish moving forward. And then a graduate transfer, he called a quote assassin and said that they want to just come in and do damage in whatever their specialty is, right? Because
grad transfers are assassins, he said. Yeah, he said they're assassins. Drew?
And I think you're going to see a mix. I do.
Yeah. Stay safe. We appreciate you joining us. Good to hear your voice again. Thank you, Drew.
Yep, anytime, Jeff. See
you. You can read Drew's stuff at the Daily Memphian. All right, we'll be back in a moment with the one story you've been waiting for. There's a story out that involves Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods. Is it a April Fool's joke or is it a real thing? Have you seen this story?
I have.
Well, you can tell me about it when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty, my booty. I need Charmin glossy, got me feeling flossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin booty beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats at Nothing Bundt Cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a good day, and ain't nobody gotta cry today. Cause ain't nobody gonna die today. Save that drama for another day. Hey, we're gonna have a good
Grand
day.
Life fresh, new cologne on, feeling so good, change the colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. Oh, no, hell no, boy. Still my ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the
All right, back on the Jeff Gawkins Show. Let's get the one story you're waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
So, There's some bad news, or whatever. Wimbledon's canceled.
Indeed.
Canceled? It's not postponed.
Yes, Wimbledon cancels the 2020 event due to the pandemic. Wimbledon is a grass court tournament.
You can't just do it anytime. There's a slight window
that they can play it in. So
Wimbledon has been canceled. That's why when John comes at me, his reason there's going to be the NFL, right, is that we've always had the NFL.
Correct.
I hate to say it, that's not a reason.
No, I do think at a certain point, people are going to look at the amount of money that they're losing, and what it's not just owners; it's going to be players that are losing money.
We will play,
and they're going to do the.
But I'm just saying the logic that we've always had something, and so therefore we always have to have something is not sound.
Yes.
So that's some bad news. That I don't. I think it's probably bad news that alcohol consumption in the United States is up 55%.
Yes. Liquor sales.
I mean, it's not like we were kind of drowning in alcohol before this, but liquor sales up 55%.
Yeah, we weren't exactly lacking in this to begin with.
So now we have this bit of news, and I guess it's been trickling out. Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning,
yep.
Tiger Woods,
yep.
Phil Mickelson,
yes.
In a golf foursome.
Correct. So essentially what they're looking at is, remember the match from a couple of years ago? I think it was 2017 when Tiger and Phil played out in Vegas. It was a pay-per-view mm-hmm. event. So essentially what this would be is another version of that, where I'm not sure if Tiger plays with Peyton or if Brady plays with Peyton. Or
who's better, Brady or who's better?
I would hope Peyton right now.
Because he's playing golf.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I think they're pretty similar golfers from what I've watched of them. They're both probably, you know,
Who's better now? Phil better than Tiger? Who's better?
Oh, Tiger's way better. The problem is Tiger's.
Is he better now?
Yes, Tiger is. Phil has fallen off a map. Phil had a win last
year. He had a horrible year last year.
He did have a win last year. The thing with Phil is he got obsessed with hitting the ball really, really far. And he lost, which was his best skill, which was he was an unbelievable iron player, an approach player, and his numbers have dramatically decreased because he was trying to just hit the ball so far.
You know, anyway, would you watch this?
Of course. I watched Tiger Phil last time. This is way more interesting.
This is more interesting?
Yes.
Because of...
You added two more stars.
What?
You added two more stars, and you added...
You care how well they hit it, or do you care about the banter? You want the banter,
exactly.
Right?
And I think the biggest problem that I had with the Tiger Phil match was you were hoping to get the ribbing and the remarks with one another, and it just fell flat. I don't see Brady and Peyton...
Peyton's not going to let that happen.
No.
So in terms of sports events, we've spent a lot of time today talking about what might or might not happen.
Yes.
One that I feel reasonably confident in is the Masters in October. Don't you?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Because it's not as many people. It's not as close together. It's more out. Like you can.
It appears like it'll be before the second wave of the virus. It's outdoors. They can limit.
I'm looking forward to the October Masters.
They can limit crowds, unlike.
Oh, they're not going to have crowds.
Yes.
Augusta National
can do whatever they want.
They're going to have no crowds. I mean, the members will go, but that's all. And you can just play it and have them play, and that's it. You won't have the massive gallery on a Sunday, obviously, of course. But that's one I'm actually more confident in than some. What's coming up next here on this radio station?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto joins them at 11:25. Mike Golic Jr., 12:25. Anthony Sain at 1:25. Seth Greenberg joins us at 2:30 on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Munns will join us during the second hour. Jonathan Givony of ESPN, an NBA draft analyst, joins GP at 4:25. Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Our work's done.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
If you're ready to sell your home
or to find the home of your dreams, you need to call the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
Call my friend Jennifer Carstensen at 685-6000.
She took care of me and she'll take care of you. Visit livelovememphis.com.
That's 685-6000.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of four flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.